Here is the translated text in English. Note that the original text is already in English. If you need translation into another language, please specify. Analysis. China finds bigger role as U.S. sidesteps Brazil climate summit. Trump cuts tariffs on beef, coffee, and other foods as inflation concerns mount. Shell ordered to pay Venture Global's legal fees after arbitration loss. Chilean right-wing eyes return to power as crime. Migration dominate election. Ukrainian attack halts oil exports from Russia's Novo, affecting 2% of global supply, sources say. Oil settles up more than 2% as Russian port suspends oil exports after Ukrainian attack. U.S. to allow transactions involving Lukoil and Caspian Pipeline Consortium. Website shows U.S.-Ukraine Critical Minerals Fund hires advisors A&M to identify projects. Cheniere Energy executive forecasts major natural gas demand for LNG plants. U.S. energy firms add oil and gas rigs for second week. Apple intensifies succession planning for CEO Tim Cook. FT reports U.S. Trade Tribunal to consider new Apple Watch import ban. U.S. jury says Apple must pay Massimo $634 million in smartwatch patent case. Disney and YouTube TV reach deal ending weeks of disruption. U.S. Justice Department heeds Trump's demand to probe Epstein ties with Democrats. Factbox, some walls say hedge funds trimmed mega-cap positions in third quarter. U.S. hedge funds trim stakes in Magnificent Seven. Stocks in third quarter. Paramount Skydance to sell Chilevision to Investor Group. Activist Starboard sells Pfizer stake after pushing for changes. Fitch lifts Greece's rating on strong fiscal position. Switzerland wins U.S. tariff rate cut to 15%, pledges $200 billion in U.S. investments. Natural gas storage surpasses expectations, indicating weaker demand. U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis working on new economic data calendar post-shutdown. U.S. trade chief says Trump now ready to issue tariff exemptions on some food products. U.S. reaches trade deal with Switzerland, USTR says. Over-indebtedness on the rise again in Germany, survey shows. Slovakia's economy grows 0.3% in Q3, beats annual forecast. French inflation slows to 0.8% in October, below expectations. U.S. to remove tariffs on some products from Ecuador, Argentina, Guatemala, and El Salvador. China's October new home prices fall at fastest pace in a year. China to strengthen fiscal policy, finance minister says in Xinhua interview. New York Fed met with banks over key lending facility, FT reports. As Fed hawks press their case, traders bet against December cut. Wall Street ends mixed. Traders look to Nvidia report. Japan considering stimulus package sized around 17 trillion yen, Nikkei says. Guatemala's Castillo Hermanos buys U.S. maker of Sunny D for $1.4 billion, top U.S. official says. New York governor considering raising corporate taxes, source says. Global equities index falls, bond yields rise on fading rate cut hopes. S&P cuts Senegal rating to CCC+. As debt strains deepen, skittish tech stock investors turn to Nvidia results for next Qs. Litecoin climbs 10% in bullish trade. EOS climbs 11% in bullish trade. Eric Trump shrugs off crypto rout. Eyes real estate tokenization, WSJ. Coinbase Ventures-backed Supra offers $1 bounty to beat its parallel EVM execution engine. Bitcoin price nosedives to six-month low below $96 December rate cut bets wane. XRP falls 10% in sell-off. Strategy's Michael Saylor posts photo with caption HODL. Cardano falls 10% in sell-off. Ethereum falls 11% in bearish trade. Public Service Company of New Mexico declares quarterly dividend. Raise in Q2 25-26 presentation. Net loss widens despite efficiency gains. Genius Group files class action against Citadel, Virtu for market manipulation.